This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
It is 12 minutes past 8 and you're on Joy Brekkie with Craig and Dean. And Brown Boy magazine declared our next guest as one of the 5 Australian indie bands to have a swoon-worthy South Asian lead vocalist. Calm down, Craig.
I'm calming.
It's great to have our Onam-based Mannerism lead singer live in the Joy studio with us.
And this indie dream pop band is fresh off launching their new releases Vacant and Make It Right a few weeks back in Brunswick, and it can't get more Melbourne than that. So we want to welcome lead singer Shantanu to Joy Breakfast this morning. Welcome.
Thanks so much for having me.
That's great to have you.
Great to be here.
Now, indie dream pop, as a description, like you never wonder when a press release is going to come through what that actually means. Thank God for the internet and we can jump on and see the videos that you've got and actually listen to your music. But for our listeners, tell them, when you're talking about the style of music you all create, what does that mean?
Yeah, I think it's an interesting genre. It's probably come out of a whole bunch of different genres that have all kind of converged and come together. But I think it's characterized best by sort of really dreamy kind of synths, lots of jangly guitars, and sort of rolling kind of drums. I think that's the kind of key elements to it. Yeah.
Sounds lush,
nice,
doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's 5 of you?
Yes.
And how were you formed?
So we all sort of grew up in the same part of town. So we all grew up in the southeast suburbs of Melbourne.
Oh, yes.
So we all went to school together, and out there there's not much to do. So all we did was just played a lot of music, you know, in garages and yeah.
And it just went from there. I'm always curious when band names get created, because especially when band names get created by artists who have all, they formed when they were younger and they were just playing around and having fun. So was Mannerism always the original name of the band?
No. So there's a bit of a story.
Oh, okay. Right. We love a story.
Our drummer, he lives next to this place. It's an aged care facility called The Manor.
Oh, yes.
So that's why we called ourselves Manor at the start, actually. And we were playing gigs for a couple of years and ended up running into another band of the same name.
Oh!
And so we had just recorded a whole bunch of material and couldn't put it out until we decided on something new. So we just added an ism.
An ism. And which people do.
Yeah.
Just shush it up, problem solved.
Exactly.
So going back to the shout out by Brown Boy magazine last year, how did that make you feel?
Yeah, it's pretty great. Brown Boy has been really good and been a really big supporter of artists and of all kind of, you know, disciplines. So it's been awesome to see their work and really nice to be recognised. And I think definitely it's had an impact on who might be coming along to shows and getting our name out there a bit. So it's been awesome.
Nice. I mean, it's a pretty cool quote. The 5 Australian indie bands to have swoon-worthy South Asian lead vocalists. Does that make you feel, you know, great, lovely? Or does it feel odd to be going, okay, I just want to make music. Do I have to be in a thing that's about representing something?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. I think a lot of the time growing up, I guess we didn't really see people that we could see ourselves being in that sort of position in bands from the same background that we were in. So I think on one part, it's sort of just like, oh, we're just playing music, we're just doing what we can. But on the other hand, I think it's sort of important for people to see people of our background doing what we do. So, you know, they can think, oh, maybe that's something I want to do. So I think that's pretty important.
Yeah, you can't be what you can't see.
True.
Which is what we often say.
I did a bit of a deep dive online. One of the things I think I loved, not just your music, which absolutely Craig and I yesterday were like, woohoo, very excited to be coming in, very happy, but also looking at the film clips as well. Like, it obviously shows as well that you are friends in the film clips and what you do. You're all having so much fun.
Yeah.
And that bleeds through with the music and everything else. It must be a joy to be that creative with your mates.
Yeah, it's awesome. And I think the key thing that we try and it is very much the ethos of the band is that we don't take it too seriously. You know, we're all just friends having lots of fun. And I think any success that comes to us is just, you know, a win. So we just try and keep it light. And that's also, you know, comes through in the music because we just enjoy it so much.
Yeah. So tell us about the new music.
Yeah, so the new music we recorded over the last year or so with a long-time sort of relationship with Malcolm Besley, who's a producer in Melbourne, and we recorded it through pretty much winter last year and have been mixing and putting out bits and pieces from it. But I think it's just this body of music is sort of really shows our confidence as a band. We've been playing for a long time, and I think the thinking behind recording the latest bunch of music was, let's just capture how good we sound in a room right now.
Yeah.
And so that was very much the intention, and I think it's starting to when I listen to them back, I definitely feel that way. So
you recorded in winter, because the two tracks that I listened to yesterday sounds so summery.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really great.
Yeah. Look, we probably wrote some of the material through summer, but winter was kind of nice to record in, because it felt like we were sort of, you know, coming out of the cold and getting into a warm room and, you know, buckling down for a couple of weeks. So that was really fun.
Well, you've recorded, getting into a room, getting the sound right, but also now playing, you know, as you have been doing for ages, just playing together and playing in front of people. What's the experience like for you with the two different mediums?
Yeah, I think they scratch different itches a little bit. I love playing live, because I think the band, that's where we excel. I think we're a really good live band. And the studio, I guess, is really great, because we get to nerd out a little bit on all the gear and get really almost academic with our music, which I also love doing. So both things I love. And, you know, if I haven't recorded for a long time, we all start to feel, oh, we should really start recording some music. But if we haven't played a show for a long time, we also feel, oh, we really need to get back on stage.
Because
we get too in our brains about the music sometimes. So you just need to play it out. So that can help.
We've got your latest track, Make It Right, that was released this month. Tell us a bit about that.
So Make It Right is, I guess, the song's sort of about, as a few of the other songs in the upcoming record are, they're just about trying to remain present. And, you know, I think when I wrote it, I was reflecting on probably not being so present the year before and just wanting to try and fix that and make sure that I'm there when I'm there. And, yeah, that's sort of the intention.
So we've got a live lounge that you're going to give us this morning. Mm-hmm. Are you playing a version of Make It Right or something else? You are? Okay. So we're going to give... are you ready? Are you warmed up? Do you want to give this a bell?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Well, everyone, you're on Joy Breakfast. We've got a special Joy live lounge for you. This is Make It Right.
It's been a little hard for us to keep in time. I know the consequence of my reluctance. I've been trying to keep it together, and I know I can be better for you now. Don't you know I'm trying? And I know it's been a little hard this year. Don't you know that I'm trying to make it right? Time's moving faster than I knew last year. Don't you know that I'm trying to make it right? It's unforgivable, but I'm present half the time. What happens and what comes next is all that I can seem to think about. So tell me if you can take me from this feeling now. I know that you're trying, and I know it's been a little hard this year. Don't you know that I'm trying to make it right? Time's moving faster than I knew last year. Don't you know that I'm trying to make it right? Mm-hmm. whisper of the pain, and it was never you. Was it all so bad now, being in the corner? No one ever doubts you, keeping to yourself.
Wow, that was fantastic. We love ourselves a live lounge. We absolutely love a live lounge here on Joy Brekkie Chantilly. That was brilliant.
Thank you.
How weird is it for you? I mean, that was absolutely lovely. Nice and early in the morning, doing it solo acoustically.
Thank you.
But what's it like shifting that gear with the band to having that acoustic sound?
Yeah, it's pretty, it feels pretty vulnerable, to be honest.
Yeah.
I'm so used to like a whole wall of sound behind me. So, but it's nice because it's also kind of how I wrote the song. So it's nice to remind myself what the essence of the song is. So.
Yeah, you were unplugged.
Yes.
Unplugged.
Well, everyone, you can find out more about Mannerism simply by diving into the internet on Facebook, on Instagram. In fact, Instagram, just look for the handle Mannerism Band. You know what? The easiest thing to do is to actually jump onto the Joy Breakfast socials. I know you already follow them at Joy Breakfast on Insta. We've tagged them. We're going to be putting a video up of this live lounge later on today or tomorrow. It depends on how much sleep I need in the middle of the afternoon. But thank you so much for coming and joining us this morning and telling us all about your music and the band.
Thanks for having me.
So good.
Absolutely so wonderful. Good. Thanks, Chad, to do. You're on Joy Breakfast.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.